Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Yud Beis, as we continue in the third parak of the yes Me'ila, no Me'ila cases. As we continue to the list, this parak lists off all of the different items that we might encounter in the Beis HaMikdash, and whether there is Me'ila by it or not, and if there is, when. So says the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi VeHamanora. The ashes, the dishun of the inner mizbeach. The inner mizbeach we know has no ashes of karbanos because no carbon was brought on the mizbeach apanimi, but it was the ashes of the ktores. So dishun mizbeach apanimi viha menorah, and of the menorah of the wicks and the oil that burn there every day. Lo nehenin v'lo mo'alin. Again, it has a middle status. Lo nehenin, there is no iser. There is no full iser of me'ila da'oraisa, but there is an iser hana'a on a usually understood on a drabbanon level. Monanin velo mo'alin. Hamakdish dishun batchila mo'alin ba. What does that mean? Very unclear. Rashi and Tosfos both have different suggestions. Hamakdish dishun batchila. Rashi just says this means that if somebody takes the pile, where does this dishun go? We didn't mention that. The dishun of the mizbeach and the Mizbeach HaPnimi goes in the same place that the Trumas HaDeshen goes. It goes on the bottom of the ramp, the south east side of the ramp, or really the east side of the ramp, the Kevesh, right? They make a pile there for the Trumas HaDeshen, and that's where this goes as well. So Rashi says, knowing that, so that's the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Klomer, la'achar shiniach dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi v'menorah, b'makam sheminiach Trumas HaDeshen shem Mizbeach HaChitzon. There, if somebody takes that pile and is mo'el from it, so, and uses it, then that he would violate Me'ila. Why? The efshar, the lichu be'perta, there has to be some Trumas HaDeshen in that pile mixed in, and therefore, you're going to violate, because even if you put some of the dishon of the mizbeach apanimi in the menorah, and there is no me'ila there, but there is me'ila, as we learned yesterday, for the trumas hadeshen, it's one of the exceptions to the rule that even if nasis mitzvaso, there is still me'ila, so therefore, one would violate from that as well. The problem with Rashi is that, what does the word batchila mean? Hamakdash dishon batchila mo'alinbo, according to Rashi's pshat, the Mefarish is Rashi in quotes, so what exactly does that mean? So that's why, that and other reasons, Tosfos gives a different shot. Tosfos says that Batchila means, Lakach Nira Lefarish, right, and the Tosfos right across from where we are, Demairi, Ba'adam, Shenotal, Mitrumas Hadeshen, Li'achar, Shehurma, Vehigdisha, after the Trumas Hadeshen, after it's all put there, so then, he takes it and he is a Makdashit again. Let's say not the Trumas HaDeshen, because that always has Me'ila, that never left. But let's say the Deshen that we're talking about in the first part of the Mishnah. The Deshen of the menorah, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which no longer has Me'ila to it, I take that and I makdash it again. I makdash it le Beit HaKavayis. So now there is Me'ila by it. So that's an example of there is Me'ila, there's no Me'ila, and then if I do something, there would be Me'ila again. So it's what we said yesterday when it's more automatic with the wine. Pour the wine down, there is Me'ila, and there's no Me'ila in midair, and then there will be Me'ila again when it hits the floor, and that's what they took once every 70 years, the congealed wine. Okay, so that's Rashi and Tosfos discussing what the word Batchila here means. Last line, Torin Shalohi Giazmanon, Ubnayonash Avrazmanon, Lo Nanin, Velo Malin. Also, as we had, Torah and Bnei Yonah, the two types of birds that are kosher lagabe hamizbeach. A tor has to be older, and a Bnei Yonah has to be younger. So what if I have these birds that are not in the proper age bracket? I have Torah that are too young, and Bnei Yonah that are too old. So again, there is no Isser Daraisa of Me'ila there, because they're not roi lagabe hamizbeach, but they're not Kedushas Beit HaKavayis automatically, which would also have Me'ila to it. It's somewhere in the middle. It's potential kachim mizbeach or lost kachim mizbeach. In both of those cases, there just is an iser derabanan, but there is no full iser me'ila. Whenever we mention this, it's nice to remember the hashkafic point of the Ramban, where the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalid, what's the svara, why Torah are only allowed when they're older, and Bnei Yonah when they are younger? So first of all, the Ramban says, based on Chazal, maybe these two birds are chosen because they are easy to capture. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to make it hard for us, and therefore he says, Bachra Kasa B'Shnei Haminim Mo'ela, B'Shol Shei Mitzuyin, U'Krovin Li'Tafes Yoser. Right, they're easy. What are the animals that are kosher to bring? All of the kosher calm farm animals. Seh, para, all those that are easy. The poskim even say, Shmir Shabbos quotes this, that those animals might not even be subject to tzeda d'oraisa. On a d'oraisa level, tzeda is only shot by animals that I really have to go out and catch. But if there is a turtle, or if there is a cow, right, these animals don't run so fast. Therefore, they're already nitzod memela. They're considered caught. And therefore, there's no issa d'oraisa of catching them on Shabbos. But they do there. That's why the Ramban says they're easy to catch. Number one. But then he says, what's the chilek with it, between them? Ava ratza b'torim agadolim. Why torim do we have them as mature when they're older? Ba'avur prishusan v'hidav kambi adua mehem. Because torim, turtle doves are known as always sticking to their mate. Always sticking to their mate. They're monogamous. Shekivish avad ben zugo, lo yidavik ba'acher la'olam. Once its mate is lost, it never has another one. V'chein Yisrael, dvukim ba'shem elokeyem, lo yidavku ba'el acher la'olam. So do Am Yisrael. We have one mate. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one, why Torim are when they are older, because that's the message of an older Tor. Yonim are the opposite. Yonim are only when they're younger. Why? Because when Yonim get older, they are very jealous and they fight with each other. Aval Yonim kanoim ma'od, ubekinasam yispardu v'yachlifu. Alkein lo bachar bahem ela haktanim, kodem sheyizdavgu. Before they get to the teenage age of the birds, ki ayona bekatnusa oz tosefes ava bekan giduleha yoser mishar haofos. Because when they're younger, it loves its parents more than any other birds. V'chein Yisrael lo yachlifu barim v'tarasa la'olam ela o Yehudi o tzaluf. Either the Jew or the cross. The Rabban quotes the line from the medieval times. V'lo bachar batana golem lezima zunusam. Even though chickens are also commonly around, right? No, they're too. They're the symbol of znus. The Gemara says a Talmid Chacham shouldn't be with his wife Ketana Golem in terms of the amount. Anyway, so that's the Ramban in Perek Aleph of Vayikra. We continue. Says the Gemara now. So Bishlama. So when the Mishnah said that the Dishim is Becha Primi in the Menorah, there is no Meila. Daraisa, but there's Isser Hanad Rabbanan. So Bishlama, I'll read the line and then we'll figure out what it means. Bishlama Mizbeach Achitzon, fine by the Mizbeach Achitzon. Dichsiv Bevesamo Eitzal HaMizbeach, Mizbeach Aprimi Minalon, fine you know it by Mizbeach Achitzon, but how do you know it by Mizbeach Aprimi? What does it mean? Tosfos gives four pshatim. What does this line of the Gemara mean? What do we know by Mizbeach Achitzon that we don't know by Mizbeach HaPnimi? Tosas first tries to say, first Rashi. Rashi says, maybe that, how do you know, let's do Tosas first, then we'll come back to Rashi. Tosas says, L'chora Mashma, bottom right Tosas, right, but previous Amud going over to Ardaf. This is what I think it means. The whole discussion is that there's no Isra of Me'ila. Fine, I know there's no Isra of Me'ila by Mizbeach Achitzon. That's what it says. That's the context of our Mishnah. How do you know that by Mizbeach HaPnimi? But in Lefarishkach, says Tosfos, the Bedisha Mizbeach Achitzon, Yeshpo Me'ila. Because the Dish and other Mizbeach HaPnimi, there is Me'ila. That's the Shumas Hadeshen. So that doesn't, even though that sounds like the context, that doesn't sound right. Tosfos has a different shot. Number two. Two and three are similar. Tosfos says, Lakachni ulafarish, de daik mi masnisan, diktani, dishim izbech aprimi, lo nenev lo moalin, mishum de nasem mitzvaso, de hainu dishun. Avo ad shalom nitshan moalin bo. Sounds like from our Mishnah that the Mizbech HaPrimi, once you take it out, there is no Me'ila. Mashma, before you would take it out, before the Dishur is done, Mo'olin Bo. Da'katil Nasas Mitzvaso. The Mitzvah Ladashno. That's the key. It's odd as our Mishnah say. Dishur Mizbech HaPrimi does not have Me'ila after you take it out. Why? L'chor the Svara is because you did the Mitzvah. Like we had yesterday. Na'asis Mitzvaso. But beforehand, there is no Na'asis Mitzvaso. So how do you know there is a mitzvah ledashno by Mizbeach Achitzon also, which would then, I'm sorry, you have that by Mizbeach Achitzon. How do you know that by Mizbeach HaPnimi also? Come on, so look, we continue. Then how do you know that, if you continue even, we should have read it, but if you look, continue in the Gemara brings a pasuk, minolon, Rabbi Elazar Amar, Da Amar Krah, the Hezras Muraso Benotzasa. We quote a pasuk to teach me whatever halacha we're trying to figure out, which again, we'll explain more. And the Gemara says, Emeinu Inyan L'mizbech HaChitzon, Tadeu Inyan L'mizbech HaPnimi. Since you already know this halacha about Chitzon, so too, you know, and therefore you don't need a pasuk to teach me that, so you use it for Mizbech HaPnimi. So somehow we learned out that there's a halacha that applies to Mizbech HaChitzon, and then a halacha that applies to Mizbech HaPnimi. And then the Gemara asks, We'll skip for a minute. We'll come back to that next line. You have to get to the next point to get to Tosfos' question. Tosfos' question, the Gemara then asks, what about menorah? The last four words of the Gemara. Menorah minalan. How do you know this halacha by menorah? So Tosfos, that's problematic according to Tosfos' pshat right here. Let's review for a second. What is Tosfos' second pshat? That there is a mitzvah to do dishun by these mizbechos. And since there's a mitzvah to do dishun, once the dishun, once the removal of the ashes is done, there is no more mi'ilah. Because that's the principle of Nasa's mitzvaso. How do you know that? How do you know that? So says Tosfos, if that's the discussion of the Gemara, then the last line of the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara asks, how do you know there's a mitzvah of dishun by menorah? And the Gemara quotes, a limud is an extra letter, deshen ha deshen. It's a mefurish pasuk in Chumash. They have to be medashin the mizbeach. You don't have to have a limud. The menorah. So what do you need, a limud? So that's why Tosfos rejects that as well, and Tosfos goes to another pshat. We'll go to the final pshat. We'll come back to this pshat, though, of the menorah. Tosfos says, and now let's read the Gemara according to Tosfos' accepted pshat. Tosfos' accepted pshat is that the discussion at hand is, how do I know that I put the dishun at that spot next to the keves? At the kevesh, like we said. It goes next to the kevesh where the Trumas Hadeshin goes. That's the discussion. So now let's read the Gemara according to that, because that fits in beautifully. Bishlama Mizbech HaChitzon, fine by Mizbech HaChitzon, I know that when I take down the Trumas Hadeshin, I put it in the pile to the east side of the ramp. Dechsev Bey, Vesamo, Eitzal HaMizbech. Because it says, put that right next to the Mizbech. Mizbech HaPrimi Minolad. How do I know, as I explain the Mishnah, that the dishun of the ktores and of the menorah, of the ktores first, how do I know that also goes in that same spot? Amar kra, damar kra, vehesir es, amar belazar, damar kra, vehesir es muraso benotza sa, continue the pasuk, el makom hadeshen. If I don't need that for Mizbeach HaChitzon, because I already know that from the prior Pasuk, so I learn it to teach me Mizbeach HaPnimi ashes also have to go on that spot. Amos, the Gemara says, Idi ve'idi b'Mizbeach HaChitzon. Maybe both should refer to Mizbeach HaChitzon v'lekvor lo makom, and make the makom ma'akev, as we know the principle of shana hakasav la'akev when it comes to kachim. If something is repeated by kachim, it says, it's not only a lechachila, it's even a halacha b'diyavet. So Gemara says, no, imkein le'makra eitzel ha'mizbeach. My hadeshen, the afilim mizbeach apnimi. You still have an extra word to teach me the mizbeach apnimi ashes have to go in that spot. And now the Gemara says, menorah minalon. How do I know the dishon of the menorah also has to go there? Deshen hadeshen. So the flow of the Gemara fits in beautifully according to Tosfos' last pshat, and that is the topic under discussion is the placement of the ashes. Let's go back, though, to Tosfos' second shot and what his problem was with it. Tosfos suggested that the Gemara is talking about how do you know, well, after all, we're talking about Me'ilah in the Mishnah, so how do you know there's no Me'ilah after the process is done, which means that there's a mitzvah to do it. Because once there's a mitzvah to do the Maisa Dishun, so that's how I know that there's no Me'ilah afterwards. That's the discussion of the Gemara according to one of Tosfos' earlier pshatim. And Tosfos' problem was the last line of the Gemara. By menorah, you don't have to bring an extra pasuk. You know a beferish, that's a mitzvah of Dishun by menorah. Says the Briska Rav, gorgeous Briska Rav, right here in Hilchos Pidyon Musafin, there's no Rambam here, he just quotes, Hine, b'me'ilah, daf yod aleph. Me'ilah, daf yod aleph. What exactly is the discussion here? He quotes Tosfos, and then he quotes Tosfos' problematic pshat, and he says, let me explain it based on another context, but first I'll say he is Yesod. V'hanira lomar bazeh, de be'emes shnei dinim ika b'dishun ha-menorah. When we talk about the mitzvah of dishun ha-menorah, removing the ashes of the menorah, there are two elements involved. There's what we would call the maisa and the chefsa. There's the act of dishun that is required by the Kohen. You have to remove the ashes. That's a din in the Kohen. He has a chi of gavra, a chi of maisa, to do the removal of the ashes. but that doesn't say anything about the ashes themselves. That's not a din in the ashes, that the ashes need to be removed. No, there's a chiyuv for me to do the ma'isa dishun. The travai, and that's A. B, there's a second idea that the ashes themselves scream out to be removed. That's the destiny of the ashes. Once there's a mitzvah done and the ashes are left, so then memela, these ashes halachically are screaming out, their destiny is to be removed. It's halacha in the deshen atzmo. It's not a halacha in the ashes. V'travai, so the be'emes shnei dinim ika b'dishon ha-menorah. V'travai utzrichin kra. You need two psukim for dishon ha-menorah. This is where he's going to answer Tosafos' kasha. You can see where he's going already. Right? Tosafos says, we need another pasuk for us. Mefurish. You need two psukim for dishon ha-menorah. Why? One, a din of Kohanim, the Kohen does it, and number two is the halacha of the Dishun Atzma. But Shavai Tzrichin Kra, Tebei Tivo as Aneros, Vikra Tadeshen Hadeshen, Dimishum Kra Tebei Tivo, if you only have the Pasuk of Bahativo as Aneros, Imkain, Iker Mitzvah Zuhu Bahamenora, Shetzarach Ladashna, Ulanakosa, Miyashemin Bapsilos, it's a din of the Maisa. Let's say somehow it got spilled out, or there was no Dishun. There was no dishon done. So the memela, the first mitzvah, is paka. There's no mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to do it, and if there's no need for you to do it, wonderful, fine. But the second element is lacking. Would be lacking, because there's a halacha in the dishon atzmo. And if there's a kiyum to have dishon, to have dashon in order to fulfill its purpose. So if you only had one, you would think there's only a mitzvah in the ma'isa. Kolashon behetivo as a neros. The ikar kiyah ba'mitzvah hu b'ha neros. She'atirim b'yadashnam. Aval akati in lono mitzvah z'dishun ba'deshen atzmo shel ha-menorah. She'adeshen ba'atzmo yachul la mitzvah z'dishun. K'mo mizbeach ha-chitzon. Just like mizbeach ha-chitzon, there's a mitzvah of a chalos mitzvah of the deshen atzmo. V'zelo matzinu ba'ha menorah. V'yal zeh, that's what the pasuk of deshen ha-deshen. That gam ha-deshen atzmo, there's a mitzvah of deshen v'hanach ha-etzel ha-mizbeach. V'havi mitzvah b'guf ha-deshen, v'lo rak b'haneros levad. He says, and that's why you need the second pasuk. And he says, that's the shak levatari of our Gemara, according to Tosas. I know, fine. Tosas says the whole idea is the mitzvah of deshen. So what's the shak levatari? Menorah minala. What do you mean? Tosas says, you already know, it's a mufurish pasuk. In the Torah, the answer is no. In the Torah, you know it's just a mitzvah, a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, the Kohen. But you don't know it's a mitzvah in the deshen atzma, that the deshen needs to be removed. V'nimsa, tahakra de-beitivo saneiros, v'akra de-deshen ha-deshen, shnein yonim nifradim heim, tahakra de-beitivo namer ala menorah, dika lachovas deshen v'atava, v'akra de-deshen ha-deshen, nomer ala deshen atzmo, dika lechovas deshen v'anach eitzvah mizbeach. Oh, l'may nafkamina? Okay, it's a din in the ma'isa, din in the menorah. You have to have a nafkamina. So says the briskerah. I'm not getting into the problem which leads him to this nafkamina. It's a problem with the Rambam. But a nafkamina could be whether a czar, if a czar does the avoda, is he chayiv misa? And if he's not chayiv misa, so then why isn't he chayiv misa? The Rambam gives two different reasons at two different places why a czar that does the atavas and eras is not chayiv misa. And the Brisker Rav explains, it depends whether you're focusing on the Maisa or you're focusing on the Dishun. Because if you focus, there's a rule that a Zar is not Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim for doing an Avoda, that Yesh Achareha Avoda. If this is not the final stage of the process, so then a Zar is not going to be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. So if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam says that the Zar is not Chayav for Hatavas Haneros, the Rambam says because Yesh Achareha Avoda. Because after that tava, there is acharei avoda, because you take it out and you have to bring it out. So there is acharei avoda. When he says by a different context, by dishun ha-menorah, he gives a different reason. He says, even though it's basically the same thing, hatava and dishun. In another context, he says, there's a different reason why he's not chayim misa. He doesn't say, ein achareha, that yish acharei avoda. Suggests the brisker rav, because if you focus on the deshen atzmo, there isn't any more avoda to be done. You did what you're supposed to do by the deshen. In terms of the maisa ha-gavra, this might be part of a longer process. And that's one reason why a czar might be putter for misa b'dei shamayim. But when it comes to the deshen atzma, you finished. There's nothing more to do. And therefore, he says maybe, that's why the Rambam might give two different reasons for a czar not being chai in misa b'dei shamayim. Then he talks about, big day kahuna and other reasons. But this is the brisker rav right here in Hilchos Tfidin Musafin. The first one, Hilchos Tfidin Musafin, explaining that there are two dinim in Hatavas Aneris, and that explains how Tosas could have, Tosas the second pshat, could say that Dishan HaMenorah requires two different psukim and not have that problem. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues on what we just said in our Mishnah previously. The end of our Mishnah had said that by birds that are not in the right time bracket, right, if you have Torim that are young and Bnei Yonah that are too old, there's no Me'ila d'Araisa. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Torim Shlo Yizvan Amolim Bohen, at least in one of the directions, Torim that are not mature enough, but they're going to be mature, there is Me'ila. Why? Because they're going to be mature. Bnei Yonah, Sha'aris Man Alon Nenev Lomolim Bohen, I'll agree to you by the Bnei Yonah, because they're past their prime. But Torim are... So Gemara says, Bishlama Rabbi Shimon. I understand Rabbi Shimon Shita, why he's mechalik, and he says that Torim that are not mature enough are subject to Me'ila, Kedektani Taima. Because we know, he explains his reason, not here, but he explains his reason elsewhere, that whenever you have a potential carbon, it's gonna be good, then it has full Kedusha. Shahai Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon says, in the context of Shchute Chutz, if I shecht a tarsha lohigi azmana bachutz. Am I chayev? The answer of Shimon says is yes. Because, at least somewhat. Not fully, but somewhat. If something is roy lachar zman, vihikdisho, and I'm makdashit betoch zmano, and I'm makdashit before it's ready, hare hu belosase, then I am subject to the losase. Ve'ed bokart. I get a losase of shchutei chutz, but I don't get karis. I don't get karis for shchutei chutz. Okay, not fully, but I do. I'm in the world of shchutei chutz, meaning it has status. So that's why Reb Shimon says what he says here too. It would be subject to me'ila because it has a status. It's royally karev la'achar zman. So that's the Rabbanan. The Reb Shimon makes sense. Elo Rabbanan, maishnami mechusar zman. But according to the Rabbanan, what's the difference between our case where there's no me'ila and mechusar zman? What case of mechusar zman, an animal before day 8? So, Rashi quotes, fourth wide line, the case that we had back in Bechoros, that a mechusar zman is nichnas ladir lehisasher. Lehisasher. You could send when you're counting your meister behema, 1, 2, 3 through the gate, you could send a mechusar zman in. It's also in the world of karbanos. And the Rabbanan say that. It's not a das yachid. So if the Rabbanan say it's in the world of karbanos for meister behema, why isn't it in the world of karbanos for mi'iwa? What's the difference? Reb Shimon explains himself, but what about the Rabbanan? So the Gemara has a lot to say here, but let's just finish the sentence. The Gemara says, no, there's a difference between what we're talking about. Are we talking about animals, or are we talking about birds? Amri, mechusar zman, by mechusar zman of animals, which Reb Shimon brings a raya from by shchutei chutz, and the Rabbanan are talking about by meiser, mididavi abalmum. To bar pidyon who? If you have an animal that has a mum, so then it's subject to pidyon. What does pidyon reflect? That it still has inherent kedusha, and that's why it's subject to me'ila. A bamum also can be subject to me'ila because it can be nifta. Aval, hani ofos, but birds are not subject to pidyon. Therefore, there's no model where something is not royally karev, but still would have kedusha. You're right. The reason that birds don't have pidyon is hakiva de ein mum posel ba'ofos in la ofos pidyon. Birds, there's no such thing as a balmum by birds, right? Only mechusar aver. Not there's no balmum by birds. So, it can never be nifta if it gets a mum. If it's just a balmum, only if it's mechusar aver. So say the Rabbanan. There's no model. There's no precedent for us to have an animal that's not roy to be hukrav now, and yet there's a halacha that reflects that it still has kedusha, meaning pidyon. That only exists by behemoths, not by ophos. And that's why the Rabbanan are able to say that by birds, fine, by mechusar zman, by an animal, you could say that it has kedusha and it might be subject to various halachas of me'ilav, of meiser behema. But when it comes to birds, we can't say that because there's no mano, there's no pidyon by birds if they have a balmum. After all, because ein pidyon le ophos. Good. That is the Gemara. Let's talk for a little bit about a couple of points. First related to Mechusar Zman. Discussed Mechusar Zman last week in the Mitzvah Shir. Let's review some highlights. There's a halacha, as we know, it's a mitzvah, that is Issa D'Oraisa to be Makdish A, and to be Makriv A, Mechusar Zman. Right? The Reisa, the Gimel, the mitzvah is in the context of other Baalei Mumin, but the Pasuk says, "Miyom Hashmini v'Halah Yeratzal Karbani Shel Hashem." Pasuk in Emor, Mitzvah Zakarban Sheyem Mishmoni Yom V'Olamala. Mitzvah Reisad Gimel 293 is the Isser Mechuzer Zman. I have to wait for an animal to be 8 days old in order to be makrevit. There is a major discussion in the step one. The Ravid on the Rambam says, "I don't know why you're counting this mitzvah. It's just part of the mitzvah of bringing karbanis." You have to count it as a separate mitzvah. Maybe it's in the world of Baalei Mumin. Maybe it's in the world of the mitzvah of Tamim. But the Ravid on the Minyan HaKatzar, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, says, I don't know why the Rambam is counting this. Maybe it's an Isser Aseh. But it's not, it shouldn't be a separate mitzvah Aseh. Mitzvah HaKarban, the Chinuch of the Rambam count it. So how do you answer the kasha of the Ravid? If it's just an Isser Aseh, the Rambam doesn't count other Isurei Aseh. So maybe this goes to the root of the issue, and that's brought out by the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Parag Gimel Halacha Ches, asks, what is the reason that you can't bring an animal before he's 8 days old? Is it purely as similar to the reason of why we wait to do Pidyon HaBen till day 31? Because there's a Chashash Nefel. Maybe the kid is not, right, full term, and we're worried, Rechman al-Aslan, that he might die before day 30, and then there's no Chiyav of Pidyon HaBen, therefore we wait. So too, you know why you don't bring an animal before 8 days old? Shash Nefel. But what happens, according says the Mishnah Melech, if I know the animal is Kalo Chadashav, I know for sure that the animal is full term, so then maybe you can bring it on day 8. Do I say it's just about Shash Nefel, or is there something more positive? No, before day 8, it is totally Mufka. It doesn't have a shame, it can't have a shame carbon before that. That's his question. Ani mistapik bedinze. Heichad di adina de kalo chadashav levlad. Tainu chamisha chadashav lo yinu daka. Vatisha chadashav lo yinu magasa. Can you bring it? He's shari lakrivo kodim shpona yamim. And he says, maybe avaraya. The Gemara in Revolos de Mila says, a baby, let's say you know kalo chadashav by a baby boy. You still can't do the pidyon HaBen earlier. Right? Let's say you know the husband and the wife are only together once. And you know it was 9 months ago. Right, so then you still can't do it. So he says, oh, haraya, it must be that so too by mechuzer zman. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe you can't compare behemoth and Adam. Maybe by Adam is a din of pidyon HaBen. Mashe day 30, period. Mashe by animals, you would see only based on achshash nefel. So he goes back and forth. He ends up saying, it must be exeris akasav. It must be that special din from day 8. Say the achronim, the mitzvah hamelech, where Semen says, maybe this issue answers the question of the Ravid on the Rambam. If it was just an issue of chashash nefel, so then maybe the Ravid is right. The Ravid says, you know what? It shouldn't be counted as a separate mitzvah. But maybe that's what the Rambam and the Chinuch are teaching me. They're teaching me, by counting it as a separate mitzvah, they're teaching me there's something more here than just a chashash nefel. There's a positive waiting period. You cannot bring an animal before day 8. Vanir Bazeh says the mitzvah samelach, mitzvah samach. The shnei dinei mechutzer zman nemru bakashim. Chada din, and there are two different psukim that teach us this. Chada din mechutzer zman shu mechashash nefel. What is a chashash nefel like the Gemara discusses in Shabbos? V'din zeh af l'chulenu nemar. Even my chulen you might say this. V'o din mechutzer zman hanomar rak b'kadshim. And that's the Gemara in Zvachim and Chulen learned out. It says, Shivas yamim tachas imo umiyom hashmini v'hala. Where the Gemara says, what about lelches? Because it says, Shivas yamim tachas imo umiyom hashmini v'hala. So what about Lelches, the Gemara asks? So the Gemara says, Lelches, you can already be makdishit. And Yomches, you can be makrevit. So what do you see from there? That already Lelches, there's no more chashash nefel. You can be makdishit. But you can't be makrevit till the next morning because of, not just because of Laila, but because of a real mechutzer zman, you have to do it on a day 8. Mikol makom makrivo asura yom hashmini, mikol yom hashmini v'alei yotze. Hey, mevuah, de bekadshim ika din mechutzer zman, ha'oser ad yom hashmini, v'din ze lami chash nefelu. And that's what the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. That is the mitzvah samelach. There is just one other source. This is a great one. I think I mentioned this in last week in the mitzvah shir, but it's a collector's item that was found last week. And that is, there's a lot of comparison between the eight days you have to wait for a karban, mechuzer zman, and bris milah. For example, Rabbeinu Bachai, there in Emor, also, he might say it earlier, in Lech Chavayira too, but in Emor for sure, he says, when we do bris milah to our children, we're like giving them as a karban. On the Mizbeach, there's a lot of parallels. 8 days. So 8 days karban, 8 days bris milah. That's 8. There's even a medrash. There's even a medrash that says there's a lechatchila to be makar v'karban on day 8. just like Bris Milah. So mitzvah b'shmini, and if not afterwards, unbelievable medrash. There's a lot of connections between them, but there's a fascinating Shibbol Yalekhet, Rav Tzidkiyahu Harofe, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Os Pei Beis, where he discusses Tikkata Shabbos, Rav Tzitzis Karbon Aseha, what we're going to say tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, Yatzos Shmaya. Right? So what does that mean? We ever think about it? Tikkata Shabbos, you were Misakein Shabbos, thank you Hashem, Rav Tzitzis Karbon Aseha, and you're Merutze in the Karbonis of Shabbos. What, Hashem only likes the karbanis of Shabbos? He doesn't like the karbanis of every other day of the week. Tikkat Shabbos, that's the karbanis. Says the Shibbol Yalekhet, no. We know the halach is mechusar zman. You can't give a karban for 8 days. Why? Because every karban has to have a Shabbos that it goes through before it's hukrav as a karban. What many say is the message for Bris Milah. Also, the AC have a Shabbos. So he says that for a karban too. Tikkat Shabbos, Hashem, you created Shabbos, and therefore after they go through a Shabbos, then Ratzisa karban aseh for all karbanis. Not just for the Kabbalists of Shabbos. So the Kabbalists of Shabbos who wrote it, Kabbalists of Chol, ain't wrote it. Ela Pirusho, Shelo Ratzisa Shum Karban, Ela Imkain Over Alav Shabbos. Wow. Vechenim Lefurish Bepsikta, the Sharo Keves. Lokach Yisat Yisto Ratzisa Kabbalasea, Velashan Ratzisa. Where does the Lashan Ratzisa come from? Umiyomar Shmini Vahala, Ye Ratzeh, the Karban Yishal Hashem. That's the Pasuk in Chumash by Bechusar Zman. That's where the Lashan, the Mesachni Atfila, got it from this Pasuk. Okay, to come in today for that Shibbol Yalekhet, Dayenu. Okay, we continue. Right, I mean, Me'ilu Yud Beis is also great. But let's Mechusar Zman. Again, there's more Mechusar Zman, but we will continue for now, and we'll see what there's time for. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula, right in the middle. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. We have this already on Dav Beis. Thinking back, a carbon that dies, there's no more Me'ilah. No more Me'ilah by the carbon that dies. Why? Dvar Torah. Because what? You we're not Poda as a Kachim Achilon L'Klavim. So you're not going to be Poda this, and there's no longer Kachi Hashem. You can't use it for anything. That's the din of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, we discussed back on Dav Beis, what's the chiddush of that statement? If you already know that Shachtan Bidarom in the Mishnah is similar to a case of Chanikun. Anyway, Yosef Ula v'kamal ha-shmaisah, so Ula said over this memer of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rav Chizda, man shamal l'chol Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach? You and Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe, you said this? I don't understand it. V'chi kedusha shemen l'hechan holcha. What happened to the kedusha? So the animal died, but how did its kedusha get removed such that there is no longer me'ilah? So Amalei, so he said back to him, what's your problem? Tikshi masnisan. What do you mean? We have a precedent. Look at our Mishnah. Torim shaloigi yizmanon, ubnayona sha'avazmanon, lo nenem lo molin. Our Mishnah says birds that got too old. And Tosva says, this is obviously also including animals that were hukdash when they were of proper age, but you just weren't makriv of them, and now they're too old, they also lose their kedusha regarding me'ilah. So you have your problem with my statement of my Rebbe. What about the Mishnah? So achanami, nima kedusha v'hen leichan holcha. So Amarlei, so Reb Chizda answers back, no, you didn't understand my question. This was my question. Amarlei, modina lecha deika mi'ila midrabanan. I'll agree that there is still mi'ila derabanan in these cases. There's no mi'ila daraisa. But I could say you're right, even though it disappeared, the rabanan decreed that there should be mi'ila derabanan in all these cases. And this is my problem. The kashali, mi'ika midi, de me'ikara lo ispe mi'ila, ula basof ispe mi'ila. When do we ever have something that doesn't start off with mi'ila and it gets mi'ila? Meaning what? The Mefarshim explained, Ula made his statement that all kachim that die don't have mi'ila da'araisa, which means, the way that Rav Chizda understood that statement is that all kachim that die have mi'ila derabanan. All kachim that die don't have mi'ila da'araisa. So meaning all kachim die hamilu drabanan. What do you mean all kachim? It must be even including kachay kalim. Kachay kalim also that die are subject to milu drabanan. That's Rav Chizda's problem. Kachay kalim, they never were subject to milu in their life. Right? Where's the milu by kachay kalim? Only after you do the zrika by the emurim. So why would the Rabbanan institute, if an animal dies, including Kachi Kachim, why would you say there's Me'ilah Drabbanan? Again, Rav Chizda, there's two assumptions that Rav Chizda makes about Ula's statement. And that's why he makes his jump. Number one, Ula says there's no Me'ilah Daraisa. Meaning, okay, there must be Me'ilah Drabbanan. Number two, he must be talking about all Kachim. Even Kachi Kalim. So that's Rav Chizda's problem. How could there be Mi'ila by Kachi Kal? There was never Mi'ila here. Do you ever have something that was not subject to Mi'ila? And all of a sudden the Rabbanan said, it should be subject to Mi'ila. That's his question. So the Gemara says, Velo, why not? We had an example yesterday. Vahika Dam. What about blood? The Me'ikar Lesba Mi'ila, Lubasa Visba Mi'ila. We mentioned Dam in the Mishnah yesterday. That's not. The Mishnah said yesterday, Dam. Betchila Ein Molenbo, Yasalacha Kidra Molenbo. Blood starts off, there's no Mi'ila, right? We had three sources yesterday. What exactly is the Makar? There's no Mi'ila by Dam. L'kapar Nasati V'lola Mi'ila. And we know once it goes to Nachal Kidron, there is Mi'ila. We asked yesterday, I just did a little more research, you know, what kind of Mi'ila is there? It's going to the Gananim, to the gardens. So, remember, this is all Durabanan. There's no Mi'ila Daraisa by blood. It seems like there's just Mi'ila in that the Rabbanan want them to know that this came from the Beis HaMikdash and pay for it. Just give some money to the Beis HaMikdash, be poted. Do a mice of Pidyon Durabanan. There is no Mi'ila here. But the Rabbanan just want the farmers to be aware that when all this comes out to Nachal Kidron, some of it is from the dam of the Karbanis. And they should be aware of that, not that there's any Mi'ila. And what was the motivation? The motivation was that they should be aware of it. It's a way to get money for the Beis HaMikdash. That's all, there's a mitzvah pidyon's rabbanan, and that's why they made this Mi'ila. There's not a gzeira for mishum anything. They just want them to be aware of this. Yasalach HaKidron, there's Mi'ila. We spoke yesterday about being bevutal. I think that's what it seems to why the rabbanan instituted pidyon and Mi'ila drabbanan there. Good. Anyway, back to the question. So, what's Rav Chisda? What's your problem? You never have no Mi'ila, and then yes Mi'ila? You do, by dam. It doesn't start off with Mi'ila at all, and then there's Mi'ila Durabanan. So the Marian says, no. Amri Hasan Nami Ike Mi'ila. There can be Mi'ila by dam Me'ikara. There can be. What do you mean? Da'amarath. Hamek is dam lebehemas kachim, aser bahana umoalin bo. If Rav says, if you bloodlet from a behema, from a carbon. I love it. Meaning, so it's not the dam shchita. The dam shchita is not subject to mi'ila. But the dam, hakazes dam, that is aser banan, and there's mi'ila by hakazes dam of an animal. Why? Because that dam is still considered a chelik of the animal. It's not the dam of shchita and the dam, or the dam afterwards, of the dam tvusa. But it's the regular dam of the behema, and therefore, there is mi'ila by it. Aye, Tosfos says, second Tosfos, hamekis, v'im toma, doesn't it say lechapara v'lola mi'ila? So Tosfos answers, no, that's only talking about the dam shchita. V'yesh lomar, b'dam sh'ani mi'ila, b'dam shchita, d'chazi l'kapara. Dam shchita is earmarked for kapara. Aval dam behema chaya, d'lo chazi l'kapara lo. But dam behema chaya would be subject to mi'ila. So the dam hakaza of an animal is subject to mi'ila. And therefore you see even dam e'kara, not in the normal case, but there is an idea of mi'ila by dam originally. So that's the precedent. That's why Rav Chisda says, don't bring me a raya by dam. But I'm still bothered by the case of Kashi Kalim that died. That's defending Rav Chisda's question. If you look in the Rav Yashiv here is bothered by this din of Hakazas Dam. He is bothered. He asks. He says, he says, what do you mean is Mi'ila B'dam Acharei Hakaza? There's no usage for what's Hektish going to use this for? Lehektish Kol Tashmishbo. Mi'ila, remember, is always Kachi Hashem. If something is called Kachi Hashem, then it can be subject to Mi'ila. So what is the dam going to be used for? So you bloodlet the animal, you can't use this for Zrika, you can't use this for anything. So Amailo Havi Kachim Shemesu, the less Mi'ila. Why isn't this just like an animal that died? There's no usage, there's no longer Mi'ila. So here, there's Lekatash Mishbahem Lakdish. There's no idea. So he says, Ve'evin ha'azel metareis. I saw in Revisa Zalman. Revisa Zalman answers this question that there's Mi'ila by dam because you could inject the dam back into the animal. So Revisa Zalman says, the efshar laros es adam l'gufa behema zo o acheres, or enter a different animal. The imke, right, meaning let's say an animal needs a blood transfusion, so you can put this dam back into the animal, give the animal a blood transfusion, and therefore it's roi l'zrika. And therefore it's roi l'zrika. Says Rav Yashiv, I don't agree with that. Says if you put the blood back into the animal, that's not the same blood that was outside. You say panim chadashos ba'alakan. It goes into the bloodstream of the animal. It takes on a new status. The gami svar nira. The masha efshal aros is damla behema. Lo nasi b'shem kein kachi Hashem. The lekem ila ela im nishar alav oso taras mizbech shayla mikodem. The kahai gavna. The marim es dama akazla behema. Have you found him chadoshos? The hai dam kvar lo hai roi lizrika. The dam out was not raw. You put it back in it because it's part of the animal. So therefore he says, he leaves it as a sarachiyin. What the svar refuni is, why should there be mi'ila by the blood led dam? There's no usage for it. So why do you still call this Kashi Hashem? He leaves it as a question.
The meal here is with the
Raisa or Bava? Would there be Mi'ila Daraisa? It sounds, well, we're trying to say how Dam has Mi'ila Meikara, which is Daraisa even. And the Darabanan is by Nachal Kidron. But that's what we're trying to find, as right, as the president, even Daraisa. Okay, Gufa, let's talk about this more. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Amikas, Dam Balaim is Kashim Asur, Bana Moran Ba. So Rav Huna says, if you're bloodlet, the dam is still considered, let's say, part of the animal. Therefore, there's Isra Hana and there is Me'ila. Matzav, Rav Hamnuna, right, that Lashon Mati. Asr Hana Omolenba usually means Daraisa. Right, Darabanan is always Lonenev Lomolen. That's the Darabanan Lashon. So Matzav, Rav Hamnuna, Chalev Hamidoshin, Ubeitze Torin, the milk or eggs of Karbanus. Lonenev Lomolen. Question mark. Rav Hamnuna quotes a brisa, the milk and eggs of karbanos are not considered part of the animal. What's the difference between the blood of an animal that comes out and the eggs of milk that come out? If eggs and milk are not subject to me'ila, so why is blood subject to me'ila? So Gemara says, Amar lei, kika amina lagabe dam, delo miskayemis below dam. An animal can't live without blood. So blood that comes out, that's subject to me'ila. That's considered part of the animal. Aval chalav, to come a kaima below chalav lo. But milk and eggs? An animal can live without milk and its eggs, and therefore, those are not considered good for the behema, and they're not subject to me'ila. Masav Rav Meshashi, another shayla. Hazevel va'perish b'chatzer. The manure, the excrement of an animal. Zevel perish. Shidim kubeses, an oschaf, says, zevel and perish are the same thing. But zevel is just what came out a while ago, and it's been trampled by people already, and it's already fertilizer. Perish is more recent waste of the animal. But these also have value. What happens if you have a carbon, the waste of a carbon, the waste of an animal? Hazel v'aperisha b'chatzer, einen v'ein ma'alin, only durabanan. V'yiplu damel lishka. It's only mi'ilu durabanan, einen v'ein ma'alin, and you could sell it and its value will go to bedek abayis. Ask the Gemara Amai. Hakanami lo makayim b'lo perish. An animal can't live without creating waste. So why, just like it can't live without dam, so it can't create a little waste. So why by dam is there mi'ila and there's no mi'ila by perish? So Ami my Arya. Where says, one second, how could you compare the two cases? Hadain perish dimin alma ka'asila. What's the source of the waste? Food that the animal ingested. It's not something that started off within the animal. Azil hai asiyachrina. So that shows that it's not part of, right? The food goes in, waste goes out, more food goes in. Lafuke dam demigufa. Migufai. Blood starts off in the animal, that's more inherently part of the animal than the waste. Let's just finish for a second. Haktani, so one more like a gufa quoting. Lo nanav lo malin v'dam av lelishka. The last line was that the peresh that has an iser mi'ilah d'rabanan and the value goes to the lishka. Messiah the Rabbi Elazar. This proves Rabbi Elazar, supports him, damar Rabbi Elazar. Kamakam shamar chachamim kadosh ve'ino kadosh, damav yiplo lelishka. Anywhere where the chachamim say that there's a middle status, it's semi-kadosh, you could sell it and the proceeds go to the lishka to bet the kabayis. Right? And that's the status of this peresh and zevel. This we're talking about waste going in, going out, so it's about animals, but it's always good to remember, and if you haven't seen this in a while, it's definitely kedai to review, just the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Vav Sif Alef and Arachayim, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the kavana of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Kavana. So the Ramah is well known. The Ramah says, what does it mean, mafli lasos? Hashem is amazing, wondrous in his ways, that he puts a neshama into our guf, and they live together. That's mafli lasos. Rofecha basaro mafli, he's wondrous. How can he have a neshama inside a guf? But the Shulchan Aruch, the before that, says, pashup shat. Mafli lasos, read the paragraph. How we have waste that goes in and waste that goes out, and the waste doesn't get stuck, and all the nutrients and the proteins stay in our body and are absorbed, and only the garbage goes out, and we're full of air and breath, and imagine if you have a balloon that gets a hole in it, it would just die, it would just lose all of its air, and we have nekavim, chalulim, and, you know, the air stays in, enough goes out, the H2O and the CO2, It's unbelievable. You think about it. We have orifices, and nothing happens. If a balloon would have an orifice, you ever have a blow-up bed, blow-up mattress, somebody lie, all of a sudden you hear a slow leak. That's it. You wake up in the morning, you're on the floor. No more mattress. But that's what we have to think about by Asher Yatzar. Al Shem Shaguf Domeh L'Non Malei Ruach. The waste goes in, the waste goes out. So we have to appreciate the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Good. Two more minutes. Says the Mishnah. What we just quoted. Chaleva Mukdashinu Beis Yitzar Lo Nenev Lo Mo'alin. The Mishnah that we just quoted in the Gemara. The milk and the eggs of an animal are not subject to Mi'ilah Daraisa. Bamedvar Mamurim. When do we say this? Bekatshe Mizbeach. Bekatshe Mizbeach. The more extreme and strong Kedusha L'chora, that its eggs and milk are not subject. Intense. That's the word I was looking for. Avo b'katshi b'edek habayis, but by katshi b'edek habayis, hikdish tarnagolas molin bo b'tzasa, chamora molin bo b'chalba. But a chicken, its eggs are subject to me'ilah. A donkey, its milk is subject to me'ilah. So interestingly, ironically, the less intense kedusha is subject to me'ilah. Why? Because when it comes to the b'edek habayis, it's all about selling everything in front of you. So you're going to sell everything, whatever has value, including the milk, including the eggs. By kachem mizbeach, it's about being makriv this animal. So if something comes out of it, so you didn't have that in mind. And the Gemara continues. One second. The Gemara assumes, and then we're going to clarify, the Gemara assumes that when the Mishnah is machab between kachem mizbeach and kachem b'edek habayis, we've discussed in the past that kachem mizbeach itself has two different types of kedusha within it. The old regular kachem mizbeach is I give an animal to be hukra v'agam mizbeach. That's kachi aguf kachi mizbeach. But there's also something called kedushas damim la mizbeach. I can be makriv a cup, kedushas damim la mizbeach. I want this cup to be sold and the proceeds used for an animal to be hukrav. So the Gemara assumes right now that the Mishnah, when it's talking about kachi aguf versus kachi bedek habayis, it's talking about both kedushas damim. Kedushas damim la bedek habayis and kedushas aguf, kedushas damim le Kachim Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara assumes. And that's why the Gemara asked the question. Ela Gabi Mizbeach, ki Aklisha Kedushas Damim, lo Izba Me'ilah. I don't understand. If you give Kedushas Damim la Mizbeach, there is no Me'ilah by the eggs and by the milk of it? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, no, Chizur Mech Shavach Iktani. No, you're missing the point. This is what the Mishnah should mean. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that there is no Me'ilah by the eggs and the milk? Kishehikdish Kedushas Haguf Lagabim Mizbeach. When there's regular, normal Kachay Haguf. When I makrib an animal to be brought on the Mizbeach. So then its milk, or its, not its eggs, right? Not chickens can't be used, but its milk is not subject to Me'ilah. Why? Tosa says, because you obviously don't have that in mind. Aval hekdisha kedushas damim l'gabi amizbeach. But if I do kedushas damim l'gabi amizbeach, so then naase kemish hekdisha l'bedek habayis. Then as the same halacha as bedek habayis, hekdish tarnagolas molin bo beveitzasa chamora molin ba ubechelba. So the same halacha would apply, and therefore the chelik is between kedushas haguf pure versus all kedushas damim, even l'gabi amizbeach would have the status of kedushas damim as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and Beis Hashem, we will continue next week as we continue in Maseches Me'ilah.